Blog Talk Radio.
Come in like a flood, and the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. Amen. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. Our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. We also encourage you to visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, at www.riversofrevival.com. Continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of this world. Amen. Beloved, we must complete the task. We must forcefully advance the kingdom. We must make the enemies of Jesus Christ his footstool. Let us start with our families, our neighbors, our friends, and co-workers and fellow students. We are to walk in authority on this earth and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Many Christians are waiting for that great big opportunity that they know is one day coming. Each day they wait for that big opportunity while passing the little opportunities that, if taken, would amount to something big or great. Sometimes people forget that the work of Jesus Christ is not some big event, rather the accumulative works that happen daily throughout a lifetime. If we would only be faithful ministering to at least one person each day of our lives, how great an impact we would have for the Lord over our lifetime. Most Christians would be ashamed if they would see how many opportunities that God had given them throughout each day that they ignored. Beloved, there are so many opportunities that we have to share the gospel with people each day. Yet, are we taking full advantage of them? We must begin to seize these moments to do the work of the Lord. Father, tonight I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, repenting of my sins, asking your forgiveness, and thanking you for your goodness, your mercy, and grace toward us as individuals and as a ministry. Heavenly Father, as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, I pray that ears will be open to hear and hearts will be open to receive your word. Lord, I bind every spirit that would come up against this ministry. I bind every spirit that would come up against this show tonight. I bind the spirit of disobedience and the spirit of fear. Let your angels ascend and descend upon my life. Give your angels charge over this ministry, and give your angels charge over me and deliver me. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for your saving grace and the opportunity to host this show. I pray that laborers will join us on this spiritual journey, and that every believer will abide by the Great Commission. In Jesus' name, amen.
Pastures feed. let us seek thy favor. Early let us do thy will. Blessed Lord and only Savior, with thy love our bosom fill.
As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission, our scripture for tonight will be taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, the King James Version. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you, and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love, for their works' sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophecies. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with an holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and of the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. As we continue on this spiritual journey, tonight's lesson will be understanding curses, and we will be speaking about biblical demonic spirits and their functions. You must honor his name to be able to use it with power for deliverance. If you are constantly using the name of the Lord in vain, then do not think that it will hold power on your tongue when you try to command demonic spirits. The name of Jesus Christ is not a casual name, a figure of speech, or something we use when cursing. Rather, it is the token of authority given to Christian to declare against the enemy, to defeat him, causing the birthing of victories, as well as to speak to the Father, to birth his promises and meet needs, for we are to ask the Father in Jesus' name. Beloved child of God, you must put yourself in the proper spiritual position, which is righteousness, to declare the name of Jesus Christ with power, causing results. The name of Jesus Christ is a great spiritual weapon against the enemy when it is spoken from the lips of a faith-filled righteous servant, a person who has repented for their sins, causing right standing of God. When a faith-filled righteous servant of the Lord commands demons to go, then that demon must leave, unless there are doors in a person's life that must be repented of. Yet the faith-filled righteous servant of the Lord should remove the legal entrances that the enemy had used to gain entrance in order to stop them from returning. Those doorways are sins, either in the person's life, those of their forefathers, or those in a community, a city, a nation, or a race of people. The enemy can also use sin, tempting the Christian to sin, as a means to dilute your faith in Christ's name, with the purpose of causing you not to be qualified to remove them. I want to let you know that you do not have to argue with the enemy about the fact that they must go. Neither do you need to yell at them. It is at the declaration of the name of Jesus in faith by a righteous vessel that they submit to the authority that is in the name of Jesus Christ. Declare the name of Jesus Christ. To strongly suggest that if you desire to have or you already have a ministry of deliverance, either administered through prayer or physically casting out devils, that you should ask the Lord to give you the gift of discerning of spirits. The Bible tells us to seek ye the best gifts. One of the best gifts for the ministry of deliverance is the gift of discerning of spirits, wherein you can identify what spirit you are dealing with in order to cast them out. We should know the names of biblical demonic spirits, or spirits that are named in the Bible, and be able to identify their activities to cast them out. Often, if not most times, Jesus Christ calls spirits by their names or function to identify them when casting them out. We have provided a list of demonic spirits that are listed in the Bible, and each spirit and other spirits that operate under the title. We encourage you to pay close attention to what we are about to read to you. First we have unclean spirits. Luke 4 verse 33 says, "And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice." Zechariah 13 verses 2 says, "And it shall come to pass that in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols of the land, and they shall no more be remembered. And also I will cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to pass out of the land." In the Greek word for the unclean spirit, it is akatartos, which means impure, demonic, foul, or lewd, dumb and deaf spirit. Matthew 9 verses 32 and 33 says, "As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel." Luke 11 verse 14 says, "And he was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. And it came to pass, when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake, and the people wondered." Mark 9 verse 17 says, "And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit." Dumb spirit, the Greek word is alasos, meaning mute. This spirit causes a person not to be able to speak. It ties up their tongue. Please remember, not every physical malady has a physical root. Many have spiritual roots in which we must learn to discern. Deaf spirit, the Greek word for, I will read that again. Deaf spirit, the Greek word for the deaf is koptos, meaning blunted of hearing or an inability to hear. This is often attached with or causes both deafness and dumbness. This spirit can suppress both the hearing and speech center of a person's mind. Blind and dumb spirit. Matthew 12 verse 22 says, "Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumbed, and he healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw." Blind spirit, the Greek word for blind spirit is tuflos, which is derived from the Greek word tupo, meaning a peak, as if smoky. This spirit causes a person not to have sight or to have limited vision. The scripture says that Jesus healed this person of being blind and dumbed. We can deduce that this healing was through casting out of devils, because in verse 24 of the above text, which follows, the Pharisees who heard about this healing of the blind man accused Jesus of casting out devils by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. Some blindness can be cured through deliverance, while others may need a creative miracle or healing alone. Lunatic spirit. Matthew 17, verse 14 through 18 says, "And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, 'Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed. For oft times he falleth in the fire, and oft in the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him.' Then Jesus answered and said, 'O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me.' And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from the very hour." Luke 9, verses 37 through 42 says, "And it came to pass that on the next day, when they were come down from the hill, much people met him, and behold, a man of the company cried out, saying, 'Master, I beseech thee, look upon my son, for he is mine only child. And lo, a spirit taketh him, and he suddenly cried out, and it heareth him that he foameth again, and bruising him hardly, departed from him. And I besought thy disciples to cast him out, and they could not. And Jesus answering said, 'O faithless, perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and suffer you? Bring thy son hither.' And as he was yet a coming, the devil threw him down and tear him. And Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and delivered him again to his father." Lunatic spirit. The Greek word for lunatic is theleia zomizi, meaning passive voice, from a presumed being moonstruck or crazy. These spirits assault the mind, often through oppression, with the purpose of overloading the person, causing a breakdown or mental stability. Some have these spirits in their family, or these lunatic spirits are hereditary, passed down from generation to generation. Many, yet not all, people who are considered mentally unstable or crazy have demonic spirits that are affecting their minds, causing them to be this way. False spirits. Revelation 18, verse 2 says, "And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, 'Babylon the great is fallen, is falling, and it has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every false spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird.'" Mark 9, verse 25 says, "When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, 'Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him.'" The Greek word for foul is akartartos, meaning impure, morally, lewd, lustful, obscene, vulgar, lacking moral discipline, or sexual restraint, foul, unclean. This spirit can be interchangeable with the unclean spirit. We see this spirit in action with the relaxed dress habits and the television programs that are on, which are unclean and promote sexual or lewd acts. These spirits use lust or the entertaining of unclean thoughts to enter into a person. Familiar and consulting spirits, 1 Chronicles 10, verse 13 says, "So Saul died for his transgression when he committed against the Lord, even against the word of the Lord, which he kept not, and also for asking counsel of one that had a familiar spirit to inquire of it." Leviticus 20, verse 27 says, "A man also or woman that hath a familiar spirit, or that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them." 1 Samuel 28, verses 7 and 8 says, "Then said Saul unto his servant, Seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said to him, Behold, there is a woman that hath a familiar spirit at Endor. And Saul disguised himself and put on other raiment, and he went, and two men with him, and they came to the woman by night, and he said, I pray thee, divine unto me by the familiar spirit, and bring me him up, whom I shall name unto thee." This has to do with spirits that are familiar with people and other spirits that operate in the lives of those people. They are spirits that are acquainted with the lives of people, both dead and alive. People should not take counsel from people who let those spirits channel through them, yet many do so, including Christians. The spirits often use Christians who think that certain revelation is old wisdom or a prophetic gift in operation. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We have come to the end of this first segment, and tonight we will extend an invitation to those who have turned away from Christ and those who have not known Christ. As we conclude this segment of the lesson, if you desire to know more about curses, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. In Revelation 2, verse 4, Jesus warned that the Christians in a particular church had drifted away from their first love. They did not love him as they once did. Could this apply to you and me today? A little later in Revelation 3, verse 15, he warned believers in another church that they had grown lukewarm, no longer hot and passionate for him. Could he mean us today? Has your love for Jesus Christ waned? Has your devotion for Jesus Christ weakened? Romans 10, verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Beloved, if we repent of our sinfulness, then confess and trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives, we will be saved from the penalty of sin. The gospel offers us promise to save us from the penalty of sin, but we must believe it. The gospel also offers us a person in Jesus Christ who paid our penalty and deserved to be Lord of our lives. We must receive him. I would like to invite you right now to pray to God, telling him you are ready to trust Christ to save you from the penalty of sin, and confess him as the Lord and Savior of your lives. Tonight, Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, waiting to be your Lord and Master. I'm going to ask you to submit to him by repenting of your sins and enthrone him in the center of your heart. He allows no rivals. Proclaim Jesus Christ. Please join me in prayer right now. But let the words be your own. Don't just repeat words as if they were spiritual chants, but speak them to the personal God who loves you enough to die for you. Let us pray. Lord, I admit that I have sinned and made myself unclean before you, the only God. I understand that I deserve death as a penalty for my sins, and I believe that Jesus Christ paid the price for it with his blood. I want to turn away from my lifestyle of selfishness and sin. I repent. I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I put him in control of my life as Lord. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Dearly beloved, if you have just accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you have just recommitted your life to Jesus Christ, and you would like more information to help you grow spiritually, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Show tonight. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, reminding you to tune in every Wednesday and Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com Reverend Davis. Shame ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double, everlasting joy shall be unto them. For I the Lord love judgment, I hate robbery for burnt offering. I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen and good night.